Hello and welcome to the Nerdable podcast, where once again we're totally unprepared. We have had technical difficulties, and there's let's just run the intro. It's like it never happened.
What never happened?
Exactly. How are you today?
I'd be great if you didn't muck up the podcast first time around.
I hate you.
I'm great. How was your takeaway?
Horrible.
That you've delayed the podcast for.
Yeah. What a fucking waste of time and money that was.
What did you order? Enlighten the ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, do I have to go into it? I was gonna.
Yeah, go on.
Because
I know it's going to anger you, which is why I want you to go into it.
No, I joked to Hayley about talking to her about it on the podcast, and she was like, don't fucking do that. She's like, if you're going to do a Grumpy Boy podcast, then fine, but don't put that on this podcast. Let's just say that we ordered two separate things, and they delivered two of the same things.
Let me guess, it wasn't what you wanted.
It wasn't what Hayley wanted. I was fine until I realised they put hot chilli sauce on it, not mild chilli sauce, which is basically like chewing on a pack of chilli flakes, so... Altogether, it was disgusting and not very happy. So, yeah. How have you enjoyed your bank holiday?
I've got horrifically drunk.
Excellent. Well,
it's a bank holiday. What else are you meant to fucking do with this extra day off?
Extra day off, like you have anything else to do?
I mean, I've done fucking more work on this fucking day off than I usually do. Like. It's not. Whilst pissed, it's great. Like,
perfect.
Who says you can't be fucking productive on a bank holiday?
Speaking of which, we're on to our first topic.
Is it the pointlessness of bank holidays?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it's pointlessness. I do enjoy the bank holidays. I do enjoy the fact that I can have half a day off, but they are unnecessary.
I mean, what are we celebrating here? May Day?
Yes. Doesn't that have something to do with the war?
I ain't got a fucking clue, mate.
I think it is.
I don't have a fucking clue, I'll be perfectly honest here.
Yeah.
I know you get a bunch of weirdly dressed people dancing around a pole. That happens. That's a thing that happens on the regular.
Let's have a look.
Probably doesn't happen up your end because you're in a town that's just full of football yobs.
Yeah. May Day.
It's a big point around here.
Is a ancient Northern Hemisphere spring festival. And a traditional spring holiday in many cultures. Dances, singing, and cake are usually part of the
festival. So it's nothing to do with the war?
No, apparently not.
Nothing to do with the war. That makes a change for something in Britain.
People get... I'm still waiting for my
It's usually something to do with the war or some royals having a fucking holiday.
I mean, see, now Angela was unsure what May Day was, but they have it in Chicago. In the late 19th century, this is according to Wikipedia anyway, May Day was chosen as the date for International Workers' Day by the Socialists and Communists of the Second International to commemorate the Haymarket Affair in Chicago. So, yes. Yeah, in the United States. May Day was also celebrated by some European settlers of the American continent. May baskets are made. Ooh.
Fair enough. I guess.
Yeah. Do you know what
irks me? It's just an excuse to have a barbecue and get pissed.
Yeah. But do you know what irks me the most?
What's that?
Fucking school holidays.
Why? Because it just reminds you of the fact that you're 30.
No. It's just fucking kids everywhere.
You're not a fan of the younger generation, are you?
No. No, see, I remember, like, back at school, you'd look forward to the school holidays, wouldn't you? You'd be like, holy shit, like, school holidays, this is going to be so good. And they seem to come very few and, like, never. They just never seem to come. And then...
Like my ex-wife. Sorry, carry on.
And you were never... This is... Alan.
Exactly, just carry on.
Fucking hell. But, like, recently, there just seems to be a fucking school holiday every 2 weeks. It's ridiculous.
Does there happen to be any form of private school around your area?
No.
I was going to say, it's Burton on Trent, a fucking stupid question. Because private schools generally have, like, way longer holidays for some reason.
Well, it's Staffordshire, isn't it? I think it's because Alton Towers is here.
Yeah, I mean, just going to get... I mean, in that case, I wouldn't say it's holidays while there's kids around. It's kids fucking bunking off.
Maybe.
Oh, there's no maybe about it. Everyone fucking bunks off high school. Come on.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
I fucking bunked like half of year 11.
Oh, I mean, that's natural.
I mean, I attended the revision sessions after hours, and that's why I didn't have to go to school. Sorry, Dad, in case you're listening.
Hi, Alan's dad. Does your dad have Facebook?
No.
Well, then he won't be listening, will he?
He's in the same fucking house, though.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fair.
Dipshit.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, no, I think, do you know what I really hate about fucking bank holidays?
What's that?
Tourists who think they own the fucking road because they've got a Land Rover.
Tell
right? Me. Okay, hang on, right, I'm going on a... Nothing to anyone else, but I need to vent. Right? Trying to get out of my village. Live in Dedham, lovely quaint area, surrounded by lovely, beautiful countryside. Turns out every cunt and their mother wanted to see it today, and they've all parked illegally to avoid paying £2.50 for a day's parking fucking fare, even though they can afford to run a fucking Range Rover. Pricks. Can't get out of the village. 20 fucking minutes for sat trying to get out of the village because two people can't fucking parallel park. Illegally. Dickheads. Dickheads. Absolute fucking dickheads. And then they get out of their cars, walk down the middle of the fucking road, and look at you awkward for nearly hitting them with the car. Bellends. Absolute bellends. I'm done. I feel way better for that. Thank you.
You're welcome, I guess.
Played anything good this week?
What did I play this week? I played Swords of Ditto this week. I've got a review over on nerdable.com.
What's it like? How would you think of it?
It's good, but there's obviously a but. Like,
I knew there was a but coming. There's good but.
No, it's like a Saturday morning cartoon. It's fantastic in the way it looks and the way it sounds and everything about the audio visual properties is great. But it's like a dungeon crawler rogue light, if that's the description you want to go down, and I don't know, like, there's just aspects of it that kind of felt a little, not necessarily unfair, but it was a bit unfair. Like, you know how with a usual roguelite you die, but there's things that you get left over so you can gradually progress and go on and on and on. Well,
unless it's FTL.
Well, yeah. But In this game, what you're left with is the sword that you carry is that keeps its level, and you then have to get the sword again. But the issue is the world levels with the sword, so it's kind of like you're just fighting against, like, you're pissing in the wind, really.
Yeah, by leveling up your sword, you're fucking yourself because everything's harder still. Like...
Yes, but you have to level up because the main objective is to defeat the person that's making the town sad. Right. But you're given 4 days to do that. So you're not only fighting against the clock, you're then fighting against your own level that you create, but you need to get a higher level to get through the different dungeons to get to the main boss at the end.
A statement and a half, isn't it?
Yeah, it was very an odd choice. Definitely an odd choice.
Yeah, but, it sounds it.
I don't know, it's an overall enjoyable game if you're happy to just sit and grind on it for hours.
I'm not going to make the fucking innuendo there.
By saying that, you did.
Exactly.
What have you been playing?
What have I been playing? I mean, I was about to comment on what you've been playing.
Oh, so, go on then.
You've completely made me lose my fucking train of thought. Now you did good.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's not fucking difficult. Like, with a reg... Obviously, like, to be fair, like, my experience of it is literally just kind of like TF2 shit.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to say whoever in the comments has just tried to say that. You said it as nerdable. Fuck knows who we're talking to. Good job, lad. I'm assuming it's Spud. He'll
I guarantee that. That's Spud.
Let's guarantee that's Spud Bella.
100% Spud.
But essentially playing Risk of Rain to an extent. Can't say I've played it, so...
Me either. Obviously.
I've literally just said the only roguelikes I've played are fucking... FTL, and Aaron doesn't play games generally, so, you know.
No, I played Rogue Legacy. That's straight up. I mean, it takes a lot from that game where it's procedurally generated levels. You get to keep the money when you die as well. And I don't know, everything about it was just so good. Like, the way I described it was, you know, like Rugrats back when you watched it as a kid and they were going on these big, like, adventures and it would show the adventures as it was happening in their minds, but then show them that they were just trying to climb on a sofa. It felt very much like that. And all of the little NPCs, they were kids. Your like buffs and perks and stuff were stickers that you can collect, and then you can trade them with the kids as well. Your like main weapon, aside from the sword, is essentially a toy. Like, the first toy you begin with is like a Nerf gun, and it doesn't do any damage, but it helps you solve the different puzzles in the game. Okay. But when you get what they call the Toy of Legend, which is when you complete one of the tomes or tombs or whatever they're called in the game, you receive a Toy of Legend, which the first one I got was essentially a plastic ring, which allowed you to fire like lasers, but also helped you teleport between different platforms if... the particular level allowed it. But then the second one I got was a vinyl record that you threw around and it bounced and hit the enemies as well. So there's a lot of like imagination that's gone into it, and it's brilliant in that sense, but the gameplay as a whole, like, it's just a hell of a lot of grinding for very little sort of return.
Yeah, for me, that's not the kind of game I like to play.
Really.
No, like, I'm just kind of done with big, grindy experiences that don't offer much. Like, if it's a story that I'm fully invested in, I can look past it because I want to grind through and know the story.
Yeah.
But in other times, and it's like, well, look, that's a set problem I have with a lot of MMOs. It's why I don't play many of them anymore at all. I just can't be fucked.
Yeah, that's kind of why I never really got into like World of Warcraft and stuff, because as much as I enjoy going around and hitting different bears to get their pelts, there's only so many times you can do that. Like, every time I tried to play World of Warcraft, I just could never find where this magic story is that everyone's like really excited for. Like, when a new expansion comes out and it's like, here comes this expansion that's going to continue this story arc, and I'm just like, well, okay, where was that? Because
where did that story arc start? Let alone the continuation. Yeah. A lot of them could be like that. Like, I mean, me and Nick have been playing through Neverwinter, and it feels like we've been playing through that for fucking 7 or 8 months, and we've only just like hit level 70. But what's kept us going is like the storyline and the different worlds has been is nice, and we're both like big into D&D and stuff, and it's like, oh fuck, we've played this campaign that this is all from, and like, seeing that's nice.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, we've seen it as a poorly drawn map on a table with a couple of fucking foreign currencies as fucking characters, so then see it as like an actual world. It's like, oh fuck, okay, this is nice.
Yeah,
but it's still like, if it wasn't the case of this is something that we've played through together, I would not have hit level 70. I just can't be fucking bothered. Like, it's nice unlocking like the level 70 shit, but now it's like, fuck me, have I got to do all of that again to get all of these up to like top level? Ugh.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like looking at a build online for a character, because I haven't got the
hold
time.
On, someone's at the door, but you carry on chatting.
Okay, I'll carry on chatting. Yeah, like, but visual is a lot of it is, you know, it's like, I haven't got the time to sit here and figure out what's best of everything, because I know that if I fuck up, I'm either paying money or even more time to correct it, and I just don't have either, really, that I'm willing to invest in. So the main issue then comes with that is the way of I'll be looking at a guide, and it's like, okay, so this is a suit of armor I need to go for. What do I need to do to get this? Fucking hell, it's like a shopping list for a fucking bakery or some shit.
Yeah.
Of items that's just like, what? I need to do this, 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 and this. Sacrifice a virgin. Murder my neighbor's dog, and I can get this shit. Fuck that, I can't be arsed with it.
Yeah.
I want a game I can just like hop into and go, sort of thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't want a game that has zero fucking mission or just gives me everything like a little kid. Because that's no fun either, but it's that balance.
Mm. See, I don't understand those people that like, or like the expansions that come out for games like Guild Wars and World of Warcraft that, you know, you buy the expansion, your character gets instantly leveled to the latest level cap. And I'm just kind of like, well, like, for as a new player, I would be a new player for that. Where does the enjoyment come from?
I mean, the reason that a lot of them offer the functionality, like, isn't a case of you buy this, you're instantly at this level. You generally get it'll be some form of fucking item, however they put it in there. A magic Pringle, a coin, whatever the fuck they want to go with.
Magic Pringle?
That would level you up. I don't fucking know, mate. That will level you up to, like, max level. The reason a lot of that is done is, for some players, that's an incentive for some players in the, I want to experience this DLC as other characters.
Right.
Like, classes and stuff. But I only have one class that's up to X, Y, Z level. That's a way for them to instantly get a character up to that level to hit it.
Yeah.
It's nice. Other things like that. It's not necessarily a say to experience just that DLC. I mean, if you're a reviewer going into it, you need to, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like, yes, and it's a frank necessity. But in that situation, I'd also argue, if you're a reviewer going into a DLC for an MMO and you haven't played the MMO, you probably shouldn't be the one reviewing that.
Oh, obviously. Who does that?
You know, but like... which is why I agreed to take the Guild Wars shit, because I've played Guild Wars before.
Yeah.
You know, and like... So it's one of them, it's not such... It's... That is aimed purely at players. People are like, well, if you're a season player, why do you need it? It's like, because for some... A lot of them it is, they know that background.
Yeah.
Like, I think what kept me going with Guild Wars and why I think prefer that over it is because the worlds that it offers you are properly in depth and stuff. And I just really enjoy the way it does the worlds. Not to say that fucking games like WoW and stuff aren't in depth, because they are, obviously. Like, those games have been going for, how long has that been going for now?
World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
like, no clue.
Something fucking stupid. Like, those worlds are in depth. Like, they just, you know, the fact that it's been going for that long, it just instantly says it is. But
apparently
in a way,
2004.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Huh. Interesting.
Like that, I can't get into that world. But the way that Guild Wars does it, and it's such a, I feel way more invested in it. I can't put a finger on why. But it's just a nicer way of doing it, and it's one that fits me.
Yeah.
That's one of the nice thing that's about the MMO market, I think, is that you can find an MMO that fits you and like sits the way you want to do it. I mean, you probably have to spend a good bit of money to do it in some cases, and like you have to pay for the old subscription here and there. WoW, thankfully, a lot of them again, like Neverwinter, Guild Wars and stuff, you can get into that for free.
Yeah.
Which is what I think attracts a lot of people to them in the first place, is it's, hey, this is free. And the reason I think like games like Neverwinter and stuff have a following on console is for those who don't possess a PC of any kind, but want to experience something akin to what like the World of Warcraft experience. And it's like, oh, I've heard of like what MMOs are like, here you go. And like you can give that a go, and you're not going to have to invest money into doing it. And if that turns out to be something that you like, great, you found something that you like and you haven't had to pay for it, that's fucking sweet. But if it turns out to be something you don't like, you haven't had to pay for it, so you've lost a couple of hours and that's about it.
Yeah.
you know, it's not a that. I think that's where the appeal of those comes in. But yeah, like with the level 80 buffs and stuff, it's literally just to allow people to experience it as characters without to smash their way through with one up to the level cap. But once you've played a MMO for a while, like you figure out how to get a character up there quickly. Like, if me and Nick were to now go back and start Neverwinter again, we could probably get our characters up there in like a quarter of the time we did.
Yeah.
It's just, there's so much in those games, there's so much that you need to learn and figure out. Like, we're looking at shit now, there's menus in there that we haven't got a clue why it's there. So what does this do? I don't know. It's there, though. Like, it's nice, looks pretty. That's about it. You know, it's just the way that MMOs can be. Like, if you're someone that wants to sink a time into a game, then, unless you want to get, like, pro level in something, or get into, like, simulators, MMOs are probably like the biggest time sink I can think.
Speaking of time sinks, though, shall we talk about PlayerUnknown and his new love for Fortnite?
Oh, fuck me. Yeah, I think we should. So, for those who might not know about it, it was an article where it was an interview with him in Rolling Stone?
I think so. You tagged me in it, so it's somewhere.
This is where we first read about it. The comments have come from his Q&A following his panel at GDC this year.
Ah, there we go.
It's where these comments have come from.
But I think we should probably go to the very beginning.
Like where this has originally stemmed from.
Yeah. So... PUBG was, I guess, the first big mainstream player battle royale game, yeah. And then Fortnite came along and was like, "Hey, we can do it too." And Epic Games are the developers of the engine that both Fortnite and PUBG run on.
Yep.
So when they first announced Fortnite battle royale, I think it was less PlayerUnknown possibly, and more PUBG Corp, as they're called now, having a bit of a pissy about them having a monopoly on the engine and creating improvements that they wouldn't necessarily get access to because Epic Games have control over the engine. But there's been kind of beef between PlayerUnknown and Fortnite for some time. Oh wait, there. I think this is it from September 2017. PlayerUnknown developer slams Fortnite for replicating gameplay. So yeah, there you go. That's that. So now, some comments at GDC, PUBG creator PlayerUnknown, as he's called, has now come out and is kind of loving it. Or he's proclaiming his love for it.
I mean, the thing is, his comments do make sense.
Well, yes.
Like, there is going to be people that have found his title through Fortnite. As weird as that, like, it feels weird to say that now. Sorry, yeah. There's some twat who's fitted a fart can to his car just fucking driving up and down my road right now.
Nice.
At least he can actually get through off my... Must have fucked off home. Anyway,
oh God.
Fuck off, you little prick. Go home. Fuck me. Anyway, if we're going back to when like those comics first came out, like I think we spoke about it. It's like, is Fortnite going to get to the level that PUBG did, you know, and surpass it? And yeah, it like we're now, and it's like yeah, it has. And it feels weird to be sat here now saying that people are finding through Fortnite.
Yeah.
But so obviously like in that regard he's going to be thankful to it, but it's just knowing what's been said in the past, it just makes it sound like fuck me, you're trying to save face here, aren't you?
Well, it's because
you've realized that people have clocked on to what you said in the past.
Well, it's because Fortnite are now Fortnite are like leaps and bounds ahead.
Yeah.
They have become the most popular free-to-play game on consoles of all time. The mobile version compared to PUBG is making bank. Fortnite has completely destroyed PUBG. Probably thanks to Drake or whoever it was that played with Ninja that time. And I think everyone, I mean, PlayerUnknown aside, even Activision in their quarterly earnings report, they praised the Battle Royale mode. They said that it's contributing to the innovation and expansion we're seeing in the industry. So, and they, again, this is me reading from the actual call, earnings call. It's not only bringing the younger audiences and millions of new gamers to the shooter genre, but it's highlighting the ability to successfully bring immersive gaming experiences like Battle Royale mode in both Western and Eastern audiences or markets. So it's kind of taken over the world, and the fact that companies like Activision and EA are noticing, and even Ubisoft have mentioned the possibility of bringing Battle Royale to Wildlands. It's a weird phenomenon.
Yeah, it's what things. You see little things of like game styles coming, and you know, and they very much are sort of a come and go kind of thing.
Yeah,
but Battle Royale doesn't say. I think it, like, but it did, like, it's kind of already done the come and go sort of thing. Like when they were first, when people were first like producing, and it was the same sort of thing with the, you know, when there was all the fucking survival games coming out.
Yeah.
And they're still, and to be fair, they're still in the process of coming out because they're all still in early access. But, you know, it's one of those where this is now, it's taken two big titles, but the two big titles have come out and it's fucking exploded.
Yeah.
I mean, one theory that kind of comes with it and is, had Fortnite have not gone down it, would Battle Royale still be as popular as it is now without Fortnite? I don't think it would be, because there wouldn't have been that competition there.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, the main thing about the competition is it's constantly go onto any post on any social media about either PUBG or Fortnite, and like fucking urge you to try and find where there isn't someone saying the other one is better or worse. People always talk about it, and it always me. And because people will talk about it, and then those comment threads become hundreds long, it then means even if you're not actively looking into anything, it goes straight to the top.
Yeah.
Of everything on any form of social media. So people get to know about, obviously, you know, you've had the things in the public, you know, what's the, you know, fucking Fortnite's doing this to my kids, blah, 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 blah. But like, it is bringing in different audiences from everywhere. Like, my sister is not an FPS gamer in any way, shape, or form, loves the living fuck out of Fortnite.
Yeah.
Has zero interest in even fucking touching a game like PUBG.
Well, yeah. I mean,
in any way, shape, or form, but loves Fortnite.
Yeah.
And I think it's a precedent to the sort of style of game it is. And it's like, I can understand people who don't feel like Fortnite is realistic enough and they don't enjoy that game. You can play sits and play fucking simulators. Like, but that whole argument needs to be realized. That's more niche.
Yeah.
Sorry, it just is. So can people like Battlefield's better than COD, it's more realistic. It's like, yeah, but people, 99% of people aren't always after the most realistic experience when they're gaming.
Exactly.
But Fortnite has an art style that is pleasing and appeals to a younger audience, but not in a way that completely alienates the older audience. And they've really hit the nail on the head with that balance, because I don't look at Fortnite and go, oh, it's a kiddie-ish game. It's like, it's just fun, you know? Yeah. I can hop on with mates and have a laugh. You know, it's not my fucking go-to nightly play. But I'm not going to sit there and go, yeah, fuck right off. If my mates say, we're going to hop on Fortnite, do you fancy a couple of rounds? It's like, yeah, well, I go on.
Yeah, you're not mad to play that.
No, and again, I mean, they've all been the free-to-play model as well. Again, kind of goes back to what's something that people can try.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, if I like it, game for free, and I like it. If I don't like it, I've lost a couple of hours and like 5 gig on my hard drive. So what?
Exactly, but you can at least get that 5 gig back.
Yeah, you can get that, exactly. Like, there's nothing to be lost from it. Whereas investing in a game like PUBG to then hate it,
yeah,
is too much of a risk for some people. And I mean, if back to the thing you said about like Ninja or Drake and stuff, it's like, yeah, but Ninja was, let's not forget, Ninja was playing PUBG beforehand.
Yeah.
And go back and just look at the views in between. It's fucking startling. Like, that, I mean, I don't want to say that game's made him, because I've followed Ninja since, like, he was on the pro circuit in Halo, like, you know. But the guy's knows where what he's about and everything, and while he's really helped that game's helped him in...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Several ways. Like, he's set now. Like, he's comfortably set now, thanks to that. But it's one of those, it's like, this has been the pinnacle of, like, games needing, proving that games need a competition.
Yes,
to
for sure.
Really go further forwards.
Well, I mean, if you look at the games industry as a whole, it's constantly being a competition. Like Nintendo versus Sega, Xbox versus PlayStation 4, Call of Duty versus Battlefield. There's, yeah. It's been competitions for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, but if you look at it, like, you can see games have lost the competitive. Competitive nature between each other that have started to see franchises decline.
Yeah, that's true, like, as well.
Need for Speed used to have a bit of competition for Midnight Club. Like, there was never fucking on the sort of neck and neck level of other ones.
Yeah, well,
That's gone, and just we could just watch that slowly decline.
Yeah.
It happens with a lot of games. It really proves how, like, competition and that. I mean, it's a. We can get into the whole metaphor for life sort of shit, because that kind of applies there. But competition does breed great things.
Yeah,
and it pushes people to make great things. And that's why I feel Battle Royale has got to the point it has.
Yeah.
It's because it's had the two fighting there. Had it have just been PUBG, I don't think anyone would probably be talking about it.
No, it'd be been
it would be it would be like a glorified version of. Like, remember when everyone and their mother streamed Ark? Remember when everyone and their mother streamed H1Z1?
Yeah.
Remember when everyone and their mother streamed, what's the other ones? You see, I can't fucking remember it. Yeah, DayZ. Like, and it's like, DayZ is a fucking great game. It's like, where is it now?
It's exactly the same place it was.
It's exactly the same place it was. And, like, I feel like PUBG would get in for it.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen elements of PUBG and Fortnite, of course we have. But we've seen elements of Fortnite now, the changing events and cycles and stuff. And you've got the people, you've got the diehard fans of each. We know a few.
Yeah.
Like, who are, you know, this is great, that one's shit, this is great, that one's shit. And it's like, well, good for you, that's great. Yep, sweet. Enjoy it. I'm in a firm dislike PUBG point of this bit, but, like, I can fully appreciate, like, what it's brought to it. And, like,
I still enjoy
Fortnite
it.
Probably wouldn't be at the same place without PUBG, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, like, I would prefer to play Fortnite over PUBG, but PUBG I'm more familiar with because I don't have to deal with the building mechanics, because that, for now that people are getting really good at it, the building mechanics are a huge part of that game. Like, you need
they
to
are
know how to be able to flip up
a
building in seconds.
Like, you see people on PC doing that, and...
Yeah, but that's because...
It's akin... Like, it's almost akin to fucking watching people play StarCraft, almost. But the rate people can do that, when you look at what they're actually doing...
Yeah.
An APM in that point, is that... And that's just like, well, I'm out. Like, I can't... I'm out, you know? Like, I can just about do it on console. But, like, to where the limitations of using a pad for that get to you... In before PC Master Race fucking pops up in the comments. If you're gonna fuck off, don't bother. Plain and simple. Like, and I things like, but I can look at that and I can go, that's just another skill ceiling for me.
Yeah.
And I have no issue with games adding skill ceilings in whatsoever.
No, for sure.
Games need more of that. Like, there's so many games that come out now and just don't have any form of skill ceiling to it, and it's nice because at the end of the day, like, the gunplay of PUBG isn't the most fucking difficult thing in the world.
Well, they've changed it. Oh, fuck. They've changed it all up again now, haven't they?
Yeah, but again, it's still not the most difficult thing in the world.
No.
Like other games can be, you know, there's not the recoil compensation elements that you have in a lot of other games to that extent. You know, you're not having to battle the way a gun fires and stuff like you get in sort of PUBG and other shooters. It's just the way of doing gun physics they've gone down, you know, and that's totally fine. But to add that skill ceiling back in, like then adding the building to it, and that's become the skill ceiling has kind of been almost made by the players in a way, and it's come out really organically as players have figured out what's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
How to go about it. It's not something that's like told to you. They don't put a screen up that says, hi, this is how you do XYZ. You need to build it like this or you're going to die. It's been something that's been of an organic nature.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to see something like that organically come up, because it then becomes the community pushing the community to get better and better and better.
Sounds like someone's coming to the door. Just move on to our next topic, which is Red Dead Redemption.
Bloody dogs. Is Aaron with me, or is he answering his door? I'll take that as he's answering the door. Well, yeah, for those who have been living under a rock for the past however long has this been bloody going on? Like, everyone on about it. We got a new trailer for Red Dead Redemption in the past week. And if I'm honest, I couldn't care less for it. I wasn't really thrilled by the first Red Dead Redemption game. It wasn't my cup of tea. I'm not really one for the oldie worldy thing that isn't had the magical elements of, say, a more fantasy environment. But the more we're reading to it, the more it's something I feel possibly learn to enjoy.
Yes, I'm assuming that you're saying that you think it looks
fucking
boring as well.
Fuck me, you slid back in like a little snake.
Yes, I did. Hey, I've got two.
I was just about to go, God, this is really difficult without Aaron here. Oh.
So I'm assuming that you've spoken about the trailer
if anybody doesn't know what this is about right now, you're probably living under a rock. Even if you don't like the game, you know about this shit happening.
Yeah,
mainly because if every time you load up GTA, it will fucking tell you there's a trailer.
So it's just, so have you explained how you feel about the game?
I was in the middle of it.
Okay.
I'm just kind of like, again, like I wasn't thrilled by the first Redemption game. Oldie worldy settings like that. This is me coming from having been playing Battlefield 1 and an oldie worldy setting quote. But like in this, don't really grip me in any way.
I can go play
a fantasy game and that level of oldie worldy and like medieval shit. Love that. Love that. Any other form?
Yeah,
doesn't grip me. I feel like it's a title that if I put some time into, I could possibly learn to love.
I've tried to get into Red Dead Redemption twice, and it's so fucking boring. Like, I love GTA. I love even like you were saying, like Battlefield 1, even Call of Duty World War 2. Like, they're all old settings, but they're kind of modern in the sense of, I mean, it's not too far in the distance, or in the past, but Red Dead Redemption's very much like, I don't care enough about like the Wild West to really give that much of a shit. Like,
yeah, what does it for me? This is what I've just thought about with like sort of 1900s era. It's sort of I can possibly meet someone who's lived through this.
Yeah.
Right, that's close enough where everything is set in stone. But, like, looked into, I can care about it more. It's more recent sort of thing. But then go further back to, like, medieval things. We don't know 100% of everything. And then it's those elements of a speculation and how people interpret their ideas of what could have been is what makes it interesting for me.
I think as well...
These fall in an awkward middle point.
Yeah, like...
I'm going to finish this one. Where we know all about it, but it's not like I can go meet someone who lived through it, talk to them, hear what it's like, read about what it's like properly. And it's not like there's much really speculative about it. It's just kind of, yeah, we know about this. It's kind of done sort of thing.
Yeah.
And there's no level of mystery or mystique to it. And I don't care.
Yeah. Well, like, if you think of your Battlefield 1s, and your World War 2s, like, these sort of games are games that we have grown up, like, playing. Like,
yeah,
Call 100%. Of Duty started off as, like, a World War game. Battlefield was a World War game. So, again, they're all kind of going back to something that we're used to, but with modern things. And then on the sort of medieval aspect of it, what's kind of cool about that, and the first thing I can think of is For Honor, and how fucking brutal those games are. Like, in medieval games and fantasy games, you're going in swinging giant fucking axes, and it's just...
It's just cool.
Yeah. It's.
There's nothing not cool about having... Like, I'm in an 80-pound suit of fucking armor.
Yeah.
With a fucking great sword. That's cool. I've got off a horse with some chaps on and a pistol. It's just I can't be bothered.
There's really nothing. Like, I remember back in the day,
Westerns, and that's it.
This is going back a bit. Like, Sunday afternoons was your black and white Western films on the TV when you only had four channels.
And, oh, God.
Yeah.
I only ever experienced a time with only five, mate.
Well, I remember back.
Was it still black and white? Did you have to get up to change the channels?
No, but I actually did have a black and white TV.
God.
But yeah, it was. They just didn't interest me. There's nothing.
It doesn't interest me. No.
Exciting about it. Like, I've looked at the trailer and I was like, this looks like the most fucking boring game ever. Oh, look, there's a horse. Oh, look, there's some people chasing a horse. Oh, look, there's a train. Oh, there's more horses. There's more people shooting revolvers. It doesn't... Like, when I played it, I remember just going through, like, the basic, like, introduction, which would normally be quite interesting, but it was just, like, slowly plodding around on a horse, and I was like, this is boring. The first time I played it, I remember just going completely off the beaten track, finding this random camp somewhere, getting shot and killed, and that was it. I was just like, well, that was boring.
Yeah, it just doesn't, like, make for the most interesting sort of thing. I mean, even if it's, like, the technological advancements of it, like, you can play it, like, there's nothing...
Yeah.
It falls in a time where the technological advancements that were made were sort of, you know, you're getting into Industrial Revolution sort of times. It's like, these are massive, massive advancements in history, yes. However, none of them really make for exciting gameplay.
Yeah.
But like, for a title like this, where, you know, you get, obviously, the more modern shooters, you know, you've got XYZ, fucking modern military weapon of mass destruction. We go back in time, and it's just, you know, like, even further, and it's ornate hand-crafted swords, armors, weapons, yeah. You know. There's tons there, and there's tons here. And then you get to this little middle bit where kind of the Red Dead era sits. It's just kind of like, we had a couple of pistols and a few bolt actions. It's like...
Now, the only thing that is intriguing me about this game is the obvious inclusion of Red Dead Online. There's no way that they're going to go off the back of Grand Theft Auto Online and not make what is one of the most anticipated games for a while have some sort of online games as service component. That would probably be the only reason why I would play this game, to be able to...
And especially if you follow the rumours that there's going... That people like Mr. Clickbait for the win on fucking YouTube. If you know, you know, with that fucking comment, prick. Anyway, like, also doing this GTA Online die dead sort of thing. And like, oh, we're sort of inside a thing. Insert Gage talking about it, video game insiders here. going on about how like it's going to kill off for the sake of this next one coming out. And I'm just sat there like, yeah, bollocks. Two things with that. One, if you kill off a title that people have sunk fuckloads of money into in microtransactions, they're not going to fucking buy Red Dead. They're going to come burn your fucking office down.
Yeah.
Two, it's sort of a situation of, are they just go, if they don't do Red Dead Online, all their time is, they just commit to just pumping up GTA Online, GTA Online will get to a point where it's 10 years old before we get a GTA game at that point. And that, I don't see that being viable at all. So they have to insert something into here.
Yeah.
But then my also issue is just like, how long is it until we get rocket-propelled horses? They can't go down the bonkers route they have with this one. But it's just like, so what have we got? I've got a stable. A farm.
Well, no, I think you're going to be able, like, if we're really going to dig into it, like, obviously in GTA you've got your, like, cannabis farms and stuff, so, and you've got your crews and organisations.
That element of it's clearly done and stuff, but it's just like, I've got a top floor apartment in a massive tower block, I've got a little shanty in the middle of a field.
It won't be a shanty, it'll be like a huge farmer's, like, farmhouse with wheat fields or something, you know, it'll be something as huge as that, or... I don't know, it will probably be less about owning properties and more about being notorious in... Because it's all about rebels and outlaws and stuff. So there's going to be...
It just doesn't interest me, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm...
If I wanted to live in the middle of a fucking field, I can literally go do it. 10 minutes east and pitch a fucking tent.
I'm kind of glad, though, that like there are other people that can just see the game being incredibly boring. But that's just me.
It just doesn't interest me.
No.
Like, I don't know if it's a sort of like the way I was brought up with, like, my dad is a fucking massive war film sort of guy. Anything war related loves it. So for me, anything war related, love it. Hate a Western. It just doesn't interest me in any way, shape, or form. It's not a period in history that I care for at all.
Thing is, it'll be interesting how they, given today's society, how they will handle some of the traditional aspects of the way society was back then. Because the one I was actually going to say earlier, that you'll most likely have a big farmhouse with lots of cotton fields, but because that's happening back then.
Like, people, that's the thing, like, in that regard, elements like that are going trampling what, like, elements they can, where they can go with it, because it's just, it's a different time that we live in now.
Yeah. But it's definitely,
there's a current struggle for people to be able to view things in that light. And I can understand why, like, it's something like, if they go anywhere near that, they're treading on eggshells.
Absolutely. So
you're probably still doing it in your office at this point.
Fuck off. Let's not remind everyone about that.
If you haven't seen it, Aaron got egg last Wednesday in our Twitch stream, and it's fucking beautiful.
It wasn't.
It was glorious. It was catching me.
My knee hurts.
They've just got to be so careful with it.
But then that, now, that
it's Rockstar, which leads me to feel like they're just going to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, which I'm happy about, because they've again got to be careful with the way that they go about it.
Yeah.
Which I think they will. But like I say, when it comes to like GTA Online and shit, there is no fucking way they'll ever implement anything like that into it. Because you can already imagine the headlines.
Mm. But then controversy. Elvis games.
Yeah, it does, but I can also just already read the Daily Mail headline of Red Dead Redemption 2 allows kids to own plantations with slaves. Like, come on, that's not going to fucking happen in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Because that will just kill... I'll kill the company, and we're already at a time where there's enough people looking badly on fucking gaming industry as it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's just going to... That's literally signing a death warrant. It will not happen, and it shouldn't happen. It just... It shouldn't. Thankfully, it fucking won't. If it does... Someone's made a fucking boo-boo at Rockstar.
Yeah, but then, it, like, I totally, I'm there, but then you start, like, it can affect the authenticity of the era, of the game.
It can, but it's one of those things that needs to be...
It needs to be done, obviously.
It needs to be done in a way that truly... vilifies it for the atrocity that it was,
yeah,
and treats it as such, and does not actively participate the player in the partaking of that.
Well, I'm taking a stand. I mean, they can go, path. Shall we?
Yeah, they can go cliche with it and do the, you know, the player, you know, stops all of this X Y Z. I don't feel like they don't need to go into any.
No.
Like it's a topic that needs to be touched on. Please, there's way more atrocities than just that in there from that period.
Yeah.
Like, you know, again, I didn't make it through the first through Red Dead Redemption 1, so I don't even know if they fucking touched on that in that game at all, because it doesn't fucking interest me.
Maybe I'm just completely forgetting history and just guessing that that's around the same era, even though it probably isn't. But shall we close the podcast this week with a brief thought of about E3 2018 and what we're expecting?
Yeah, I kind of want to like go over the rumor mill with it, because everyone's just like, "Oh, these are." Right, what do you? Actually, no. Change this up. Not what do you think. What do you want to be announced? Your dream announcement. What is your dream thing to get announced at E3?
That's a question.
I know, right?
A decent game.
We already know Spuds.
I mean, I don't know.
Spirit Cell.
There's kind of not really any...
There's decent racing games out, man. There's fucking loads.
Well, okay, a decent Need for Speed.
Like... A decent Need for Speed I can get behind. Honestly, Crew 2 looks fucking good, to be fair.
Not that you can say much about that at the moment.
No, not that I can say much about it, but like... Just from like what's been seen already and the implementation,
given the common misconception of the game right now.
Yeah, given like the sort of it's a very Marmite game, the first one, wasn't it? You either really liked it or you hated it. In the end, like ultimately, that sort of performance part model is essentially what Need for Speed has gone for at this point.
Mm.
With like the last title, which I very much disagreed with in that sense. Like, I was never a fan of it in the Crew, if I'm honest. But that game looks like it's got a lot of promise to it. Doesn't look like it's trying to take itself too seriously in any way, shape, or form. And there'll be more coming out about that in due course and due time, or over on Nerdable and on our YouTube. It'll be in the middle of this month, roughly.
Sweet. So, well, let's
Horizon potentially. That could throw your fix for a racing game.
Yeah, I think definitely.
It's not even a potential, kind of a done deal. I mean, you can go on fucking YouTube and everyone clickbait the living shit out of. Location announced. It's like, no, it's not. Fuck off, mate. You know, everybody reading bullshit into placeholder images in Forza Motorsport 7 of British cars. It's like, yeah, it's a British. It's a British studio that's working on it, love. Of course, they're going to use pictures of British cars, kind of the way that goes. And to where that's going to be, that could fulfill that. I don't think we'll get an E for Speed this year because we had last.
Yeah.
Rumours of, like, there's a while back, there's people rumouring Midnight Club.
Yeah,
I'd like a new Midnight Club game, though. Like, I don't think it's going to happen, but I'd like one.
Yeah, I never.
I liked LA. I did. I liked Midnight Club. LA. It was
I never, never like... got into Midnight Club. I missed that.
Midnight Club LA was a good laugh. Like, there's some stupid elements, like fucking drive, like where you could flick your car up onto two wheels to bloody stop a car drafting you and shit like that. But it was just fun, and like it didn't take itself seriously, so you could kind of let it slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I would like it. I'd like a new Need. I'd like a decent Need for Speed.
Yeah. So
Underground
so,
2 Remaster.
Which was the Underground that was in about, was it like 2008, 2009? Is that the
Underground 2? Is the
no,
one
was
that
Undercover.
Undercover. Undercover was alright.
Yeah, yeah, Undercover was good.
Undercover was good. You had Most Wanted. Yeah, but Undercover. You had Underground 2, great. Most Wanted, stellar. Carbon. Not bad. Pro Street was sort of the ugly duckling.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. Undercover was good. And then from there, it just went off the edge of a fucking cliff.
Very true.
What the fuck?
Right, so quickly, like, let's speculate based on the load-in maps that were released on the internet this weekend. So Nerdawar.com, there's something there, E3, bigger than we expected. So the loading maps, yes, or moving maps, whatever you want to call them, I'm assuming this is for the companies that want to bring their stuff in and where they can put it, so whatever. So we've got the main South Hall, that's the biggest one. We've got a huge, huge area for Bethesda.
Mm.
Now, we haven't heard anything from them. So it would be very, really surprising to see what they have to announce. The other big one...
I've heard people talk about potentially like a quote-unquote Fallout New Vegas 2.
That would be cool.
I mean, I'd rather it was a game by Obsidian.
Yeah.
But not...
It's just going to be Fallout 4, but...
Things like, because New Vegas ended in, you could end that four different fucking ways. So if they're going to continue that story arc, that's a fucking mission.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at that point you've got to decide which one of those four endings was canon.
Oh, don't even, do you know what, don't get me started on that one.
Like, that is a fucking mission right there. Or they go down the four different games thing, and then you require people to buy fucking New Vegas and play through that four different times beforehand. Not going to happen. I don't see that happening. I would, however, love an Obsidian Fallout game.
Yeah.
Would love one. That'd be grand if we can get that. A new Fallout would be stellar.
Could it be a new
Elder Scrolls?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I know there's been so many fucking releases of Skyrim to the point where you could probably scrub off Elder Scrolls and call it Skyrim and it'd be fine.
Yeah, there might be no Elder Scrolls.
Again, would be good. And so, then I'm going to be honest and say I don't care for any of their other IPs. Fucking yeah. Shoot me. Like, they're the only two that I'd really care about it being that big.
Another kind of...
See it being that size before?
Another kind of biggish one is Square Enix. And that, to me, tells me that there's possibly Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy VII Remake that's going to be there.
Possibly, yep.
Weirdly
enough,
kind
of the go-to speculation on that one, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. Epic Games has a fairly large area.
Are they just going to run a Fortnite tournament?
That's what I was thinking, but it might be cool if they have something else there.
Or maybe they've got some big announcements.
Yeah.
Like the actual what Fortnite was supposed to be, the mainstay of it.
Well, that's the thing. Fortnite is supposed to fully go or release this year. So, like, the Save the World campaign is going to go free.
Because it would make sense that they've still been working on that in the back. Not like they haven't got the fucking money to now. Way
To kind of cut you off there, there's a big, big issue at the moment with them kind of ditching Save the World.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that really like the campaign are now kind of being like, yeah, this is just a shitty pay-to-win mobile game, which is disappointing because when they first released Fortnite and I jumped into the Save the World thing, it was really good. I can imagine a lot of us playing that together and just getting through
it. In the same regard, people saying that is kind of why I feel like they might want to fucking do something.
Yeah, definitely.
And why it, and also a reason as to why it might feel like that now and like it hasn't got anywhere because they've been saving it for something big.
Yeah.
I would like to see that because it's a mode that does interest me. Not going to lie, didn't give a shit about it until I played Fortnite itself. Now I'm just like, hey, you know what? Fuck it, I'll give it a go. You know, it'd be nice to play.
Completely so different.
We'll see. Oh, yeah, no. From what I've seen, like, it is 100% different.
Yeah.
But again, like, it's still got that art style and quirkiness to it that makes it something that would intrigue me.
Yeah. So another company that's there that has a fairly, like, this is a bit smaller than Epic Games, but it's big enough, Warner Bros. Interactive Entertainment. Now, the thing at the moment is a Superman game in the similar vein as Batman Arkham. So it's going to be Rocksteady? I was going to say Rockefeller Games. No, Rocksteady Games are rumored to be working on Superman game.
I could get behind that, you know?
So that, you know, there's a lot of speculation there. Bandai Namco have a big one as well, but, you know, they've got Dragon Ball FighterZ. They've got Code Vein coming out. They've got all sorts at the moment. So they're moving into the West Hall. Sony Interactive, of course, they've got a huge area.
It's Sony, of course they fucking have.
A good one is Nintendo of America. They have a huge area. Like, they have a lot. Almost the same size as Sony. So there's definitely going to be something. Like, obviously, Smash Bros.
Are they releasing cardboard furniture for the...
What, for the event? Most likely.
No, for the fucking... What's
Nintendo
that
Labo,
that's the one. Yeah, they're just going to, like, release, like, cardboard furniture and shit for it.
Yeah, probably.
Cardboard TVs or something. Is that why they got a big one?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, they're
announcing they got shares in IKEA for cardboard boxes or something.
Oh, God, that'd be amazing. IKEA fucking the game.
Honestly, Nintendo, get on that and then comp me my 10%. Cheers. Fucking gold mine that.
But
right?
Everything at the moment is pointing towards this E3 being the biggest E3, like a big one.
Yeah, it is.
And
it's going to be a good one.
Well, I think considering that it's been completely shit over the past couple of years and people have just been like, yeah, fuck E3, like, eh. You know, Gamescom, Tokyo Game Show, Paris Games Week, all of those ones have kind of, they've really sort of taken precedent there. But with this one being like the biggest ever, and especially if you think about it, there's not many, at least from Microsoft, big games being announced at the moment. Like, Microsoft have a very, very empty slate of releases for this year.
We put the article up about it ourselves 2 days ago. Microsoft E3 2018 is the biggest E3 yet.
Exactly.
Could we see a new Halo game? Could it be any fucking good? Not likely.
I bet it's going to be Sunset Overdrive 2.
Oh, I'll be such a fucking kick in the dick. Like, I want it to be a new Halo game. And I want them to go. We've gone back. This is my dream game for E3 is gone for a new Halo game.
Right.
We've fucked off this fucking storyline. We realised we should have just let that storyline end at the end of 3. A new storyline in there, and we've gone back to basics. How it was in Halo 2.
Yeah.
That is my fucking wet dream. If anybody says I'm sat here holding on to the past, yes, I am. But it was fucking brilliant, and it would be brilliant again. Like, give me that, and I will give you all of my money, Microsoft. Not a lot, it's about £3.50 at the moment, but I'll give you all of my money, Microsoft, if you do that. Now, I know you're not going to, and you're just going to break my heart and stamp on it and piss on it and still take my money. Please.
What's it going to be this year, Halo 7, if it exists?
No, it'd be 6, because Guardians was 5.
Oh, is it? I thought it was Halo 6 Guardians. So.
No, Halo 5 Guardians. And that was the only... Things like... It's kind of due at this point. Halo 5 Guardians has been out for a while, and only... new on the current gen of consoles.
Right.
Unless you count in Master Chief Collection, which I don't, because it's a remaster.
So what are you saying, Halo 3 or Halo 2?
I want Halo 2 multiplayer.
Right.
And a storyline that's not set on the Master Chief's thing, because it should end it.
So...
Fight me if you fucking disagree.
No, it's just that, unfortunately, like, Bungie, they fucked off now. We're left with 343.
Mm-hmm.
So... all of your hopes and dreams of that have gone out of the window, surely.
No. No. Because, yeah, it's 343. But a whole heap of the people at 343 are the people that worked on Halo 1 and 2.
Right.
So, it's not an impossibility. It's unlikely. Like, I wouldn't bet my house on it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bet a quid on it, if I'm perfectly honest. But it's not an impossibility. No. I can dream. There's no harm in dreaming.
There has to be a new Halo.
It's one of those, like, it kind of has to be at this point.
Halo 5 is 2015.
I can just let it quietly die. Which would be sad, but would probably be a dignified way of letting it go. That fucking hurts to say, man.
What are we thinking for the cover car for Forza Horizon 3? Considering Porsche is up for
for Horizon 3, I know that it was a Lamborghini Gallardo. Not a Gallardo, sorry, a Huracan. For 4, however, which is the new title, mate. Fucking kicking you in the bollocks there. The thing is, they've done a Porsche already, but having said that, No, I was also wrong about that Lamborghini. It wasn't that. It was a Centenario.
Yeah.
3. That one was 2. I was about to say they've done Porsche for 7, but then again, they've also done Lamborghini 2 Horizon game.
The first one was...
Lamborghini might have some concept car that I don't know about they're going to slap on the front of it.
Well, it's always some sort of, like, GT car, isn't it? Like, the first one was a Viper, the second one was a Lambo, the third one was a Lambo.
Unlikely what I want it to be, the new Aston Martin Vantage.
Okay.
What I'd like it to be. Gorgeous car. I think it's a Vantage, anyway. Yeah. Yeah, that's a new quote-unquote car that I think would fit.
Alright.
It won't be, but... be nice if it was.
What if it's going to be just like a fucking Gymkhana special?
it could be, but like if the rumors are like true about it, it could be something. If it's going to be like Japan, by some miracle get the Toyota licensing.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're now having 7. It could potentially be that new Toyota concept car thing, which they have in GT Sport now. But if they're going to do it in Japan, that would make sense to me, to be like the new Toyota Supra. Would make logical sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't see that being like...
That's fair. Well, I think we definitely have a lot to look forward to this year. But stay tuned to nerdable.com because Gage will be putting together his regular predictions and hopes and dreams for E3 this year.
Yep, and we've got a nice squad going over as well, haven't we?
We have indeed.
Which is going to be a great time. We well, Muggins over here and yourself.
Yeah, I suppose it'll be me as well, won't it?
Stuck in England, doing it all from over here, which is going to be fine.
Yep.
We'll have a good time.
Yeah, I suppose.
We'll watch some press conferences trying to spot Gage in the crowd.
Well, yeah, that'll be funny. Though, we realise that maybe they're not going to be there in time for the first couple, but, you know, you live and you learn. When everyone starts their E3 press conferences 4 days before the event.
Yeah, that's a bit of a dick move, really, isn't it? Oh, yeah, but no one gives a fuck about EA at this point, let's be honest.
Well...
I mean, I do, because I kind of want to see if they do any... Kind of due. it would make logical sense. Like, I'd like a new Battlefield game this year, please.
Yeah. No, it's going to be Star Wars, isn't it?
No, because Star Wars was last year.
Oh, it's going to be Battlefield then. I don't fucking...
So it'd be Battlefield. If they're already announcing another fucking Battlefront game. Let's not talk about the fucking shit show.
No.
Game, shall we? Because it's not a good...
Well, game. On that note then, let's say our goodbyes.
We will. You can catch us on Twitch way more regularly now.
Yeah.
Way more regularly now, though.
More regularly now.
Which is grand. We get to... We stream for you every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. And...
Well, every Wednesday you can make it.
Yes.
As regularly as I can. What's about?
Just tune in.
He's got a girlfriend now, though, so he's lost him.
Just follow Nerdable and...
Follow Nerdable on every social media. Is there a social media we're not on?
I think
Tumblr?
We're not there anymore.
Anymore?
Yeah, we were.
Was that just where you secretly read blog animations?
No. But... anyway, that's been the Nerdable podcast. Be sure to tune in 2 weeks, I guess. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, in 2 weeks' time will be something a bit special.
Something a bit special.
A bit different to what we...
Be sure to follow us on social media, and we are available to subscribe to on Twitch. No, yes, and, well, you can subscribe on Twitch. I meant
iTunes,
Twitch, feel
free,
Stitcher, Google Play. We're not on Spotify yet still, but...
Fucking Spotify.
Yeah. I think it's because they're having a big overhaul of their podcast or something. But anyway, that's another thing. You have a good bank holiday evening, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Special podcast.
Yeah, special podcast. Special boys. Podcast.
Special cast. Oh. Let's not call it that.
Please do. Okay.
Catch you later, everyone.
Bye, everybody.